I knew about the hospital being built. I lived in St. Albans at the time, and I'd chosen to go into nursing, and I had written away for an interview. And the appointment, I had a letter, came back about a week to 10 days before the opening, with my appointment for my interview 2 weeks later. And I was really nervous. I was only 17. I'd never had an interview before. So I decided to come over on the bus from St. Albans and get off at the bottom by Sweetbriar and walk down. And everybody else was interested in trying to see the Queen. All I was interested in was saying, what did the hospital look like? And I'd love to be able to see it. I've seen Miss Stone, the matron, beforehand, so I wouldn't feel quite so nervous at the interview. I didn't see her, but I got the bus back. And on the way over, the second time for my interview, there was another girl who got on in Hatfield, and she was also coming for an interview, and we both were accepted, and we were the September 1964 set. There were 15 of us. Prior to that, they'd had a January set and a May, and the sum total of those was 11 in total. So we were the first big set of student nurses. We were in the nurses' home. Most of us were on the top floor. Our set were all room after room. My room was 208, and it wasn't until the third year did we have permission to live out. Otherwise, all your student nurses had to live in the nursing home. I
That's
did
such a
all my
difference.
training in at QE2, which included doing 3 months in the mental health unit when it was built, because it wasn't there when we first started. And we did 3 months also of obstetrics in our training. And once I'd qualified at the end of the 3 years in the November, myself and my best friend had decided we both wished to do midwifery. And because we'd done a 3 month obstetric course, we could then do the shortened part one and midwifery. So we had a week of private tuition with just the two of us, lectures, everything, because we had to catch up to go into the set above that had been there 2 months. So we had a massive induction. And at the end of the part one, I knew midwifery wasn't for me, but my friend stayed on, and she was the first of the QE2 nurses, trained nurses, to go on and become a midwife. Had my family, so I gave we all had to give up work then. There was no option. But I went back when my daughter wasn't quite two. She was just about two when I went back. Just doing a few hours a week, and then gradually up to I went into the which was then casualty, that then became A&E, which is now ED. All the changes, and eventually, before I retired, I was just one of the senior sisters in the A&E department at QE2. The way the hospital was built, it didn't matter which ward you went into in the tower block, you would find everything in exactly the same cupboard. Every ward was set out in the same way. It was only later on, well into the 70s, late 70s, things started to change. The day rooms got smaller, things like that. They became gradually. One of the side rooms may become an office, lots of changes. The treatment room, which we had often, was one of the first things to become something else. And everyone started to lay their wards out differently. When I went back in 72, it was the beginning of the A&E being staffed at night. Prior to that, there was no night staff. The night sisters used to come down when they had patients. So there was perhaps one, two, three of us initially covered 7 days, 7 nights between us, and then gradually more came, but we were there for a very long time, just the three of us on nights, yeah. And then, some others came and somebody left, and we needed, and gradually the number of staff went up to who you had on at night duty, because it was just me to start when it was my night. You were by yourself, and the porter who filled in for the receptionist as well. But yet you would have major trauma. And I can remember got a phone call, could I work tonight? And I said, it was after the Christmas, after the bank holiday Monday, or it must have been the next day, it wasn't good, wasn't Boxing Day. And I said, well, yes, I could, but I can't do it all night because we're going out the whole day. They said, well, could you do from 10 till 2? And then the night sisters could cover. And I said, oh, yes. And it was such a busy night. It started midnight with trauma, then cardiac arrest, everything. And my husband rang up at 5 and said, if she's still there, it doesn't matter. But if not, I need to ring the police.